Ashlesha Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some people process the world visually by seeing structure and pattern, others auditorily through dialogue, rhythm, and inner narration, and some kinesthetically through gut instinct, emotional resonance, or physical memory. Ashlesha Nakshatra, known for its depth, psychological intensity, and serpentine insight, tends to intertwine all three styles in a uniquely complex, nonlinear way. Their subconscious isn't just reactive, it's hyper-aware, strategic, and emotionally charged, often working beneath the surface to detect nuances others miss. Their dominant sensory processing style depends on planetary placements that shape how they perceive, internalize, and manipulate information. If Mercury is in the first house in Ashlesha, the native leans strongly toward auditory processing. They think in language, internal dialogues of quick wordplay, and repeating phrases. Their minds are constantly whispering beneath the surface, decoding what's said and what's not said. They may excel at verbal persuasion, mimicry, and strategic storytelling, often using language to shield or reveal their inner world selectively. If Mercury is in the seventh house, this auditory intelligence turns toward others. They pick up on tone, hesitation, and subtext in relationships, often hearing the truth behind someone's words long before it's spoken directly. If Moon is in the fourth house in Ashlesha, the dominant style becomes kinesthetic. These individuals learn through emotional and bodily memory, often absorbing an entire environment's emotional charge without consciously realizing it. Their processing is visceral, anchored in how something feels, not necessarily what's logical. If Moon is in the 10th house, that kinesthetic sensitivity is transferred to the public sphere. They gauge power dynamics, emotional undercurrents in professional settings, and can adapt their behavior intuitively based on what they sense rather than what's overtly happening. If Rahu is in the first house in Ashlesha, the processing leans toward visual, but not in a conventional sense. They see symbols, auras, and hidden meaning in gestures, expressions, and spatial dynamics. Their visual memory is often powerful, yet tinged with imagination. They may replay scenes in their mind, interpreting them multiple ways before deciding what's real. If Rahu is in the seventh house, this visual hyper-awareness turns outward. They're acutely tuned into others' appearances, social signals, and energetic presence, often using this awareness to either seduce, defend, or strategize. Ashlesha's cognitive style is rarely surface level. Whether auditory, visual, or kinesthetic, their processing is layered, coiled, and psychologically potent. They don't just take in information, they digest, wrap around it, and extract the hidden meaning. Their strength lies in turning what they perceive into psychic insight or subtle influence. For Ashlesha, learning is never just about acquiring knowledge. It's about mastering the emotional or energetic weight behind it. Ashlesha Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some people are driven by a desire to reach goals, uncover truths, and transform themselves, while others act from a place of self-protection, emotional defense, or avoiding vulnerability. Ashlesha Nakshatra, with its psychic depth, serpentine awareness, and emotional intensity, often dances between ambition and caution. They're capable of moving powerfully towards something they want, but just as often, they're compelled to act in order to avoid entanglement, loss of control, or emotional exposure. Whether their dominant motivation is towards, goal-focused, or away from, threat-avoidant, depends on planetary placements, especially in emotionally charged or reactive houses, like the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th. If Mercury is in the first house in Ashlesha, the motivation is often towards, but cloaked in strategy. These natives want to understand, communicate, and influence, and are drawn toward intellectual control, clever solutions, and gaining informational power. They move forward with mental agility, often setting goals they can accomplish silently or under the radar. However, if Mercury is in the seventh house, this forward drive becomes relational. They're motivated by mastering the dance of dialogue, psychology, and persuasion in partnership, often moving toward emotional or communicative control in relationships. If Moon is in the fourth house, motivation becomes more away from oriented, especially in the emotional realm. These individuals are often moved by a deep desire to avoid emotional instability, vulnerability, or being overwhelmed. Their decisions may be rooted in a need to protect their inner world, and while their nurturing instincts run deep, they are often selective, motivated more by what feels safe or what helps them feel in control than what pushes them outward. If Moon is in the 10th house, this protective tendency is externalized. They seek positions of social respect or emotional authority as a way of avoiding exposure or judgment, acting not only to rise, but to shield themselves in public roles. If Rahu is in the first house, the motivation is hyper towards. They want power, presence, attention, transformation. These natives chase growth, status, or recognition, often without always understanding the emotional cost. Their drive is potent and often compelling, but it may not always be grounded. If Rahu is in the seventh, the motivation is outward. They're drawn to relationships, visibility, or influence, often pursuing magnetic or karmic partnerships with intensity, but underneath may still be trying to avoid abandonment, irrelevance, or emotional exposure. If Saturn is in the fourth house, the motivation is deeply away from. There's often a subconscious effort to avoid emotional entanglement, vulnerability, or instability at home or within. Their life direction becomes shaped by a desire to control, contain, and prevent the chaos they once felt or feared. If Saturn is in the 10th, they act with extreme purpose and discipline, but often because they're driven to avoid failure, loss of authority, or being seen as weak. Their strength is undeniable, but it's often powered by what they don't want to feel again. Ashlesha's core motivation is rarely simple. It's tied to emotional power, intuitive safety, and psychological control. Whether they move toward growth, truth, or connection, or away from pain, chaos, or loss, their actions are rarely random. Their strength lies in understanding what drives them beneath the surface, so they can move from a place of empowerment, not reaction. For Ashlesha, transformation begins the moment they ask, am I running toward something or away from what I fear? Ashlesha Nakshatra direction, self or others. Some people are constantly scanning their own inner world, tracking thoughts, moods, and subtle shifts in feeling, while others are focused outward, monitoring people, energy, and how others react. Ashlesha Nakshatra, with its serpentine sensitivity, emotional protectiveness, and psychological depth, often toggles between both. It has the gift of intense inward awareness, but also a hyper-alert external antenna. Whether their attention tends to rest more on the self or the other depends on planetary placements, particularly those influencing identity, relational dynamics, and emotional processing, especially in the first, seventh, and fourth, 10th houses. If Mercury is in the first house in Ashlesha, the attention is self-focused, but in a cerebral way. These individuals are often hyper-aware of their own thoughts, behaviors, and strategies, constantly analyzing how they come across and adjusting their internal scripts. Their minds are inwardly wired and observant, always calculating their next move. If Mercury is in the seventh house, that mental energy flips outward. They become laser-focused on others, tuning into what people say, how they say it, and what's not being said. They're expert at mirroring, reading, and responding, often molding themselves to navigate relationships with precision. If Moon is in the first house, attention is anchored in emotional self-awareness. These natives monitor mood, sensitivity, and internal emotional tides. They may retreat or shift depending on how safe they feel, and their decisions are often driven by inner emotional barometers. If Moon is in the seventh house, that emotional radar scans outward. They become deeply responsive to others' feelings, needs, and emotional tone. Their sense of balance often depends on the emotional stability of their closest relationships, making them prone to over-accommodating or absorbing others' emotional states. If Rahu is in the first house, the attention is self-obsessed, but fragmented. There's often a compulsion to build, manipulate, or perfect the identity, and they may become consumed by how they are perceived. Their focus turns inward, but toward image, power, and control. If Rahu is in the seventh house, the obsession transfers to others. They may be fixated on how others see them, who they're connected to, or how to gain leverage in relationships. This creates intense external focus, sometimes at the cost of authentic self-awareness. If Saturn is in the fourth house, attention is inward but guarded. These individuals tend to withhold emotional response, focusing on self-regulation, control, and internal discipline. They often carry unresolved emotional weight that keeps them focused on maintaining inner stability, which can make them seem distant. If Saturn is in the 10th house, attention shifts to external performance. They're constantly aware of how they appear, what's expected, and how to maintain authority or respect in public spaces. Ashlesha's brilliance lies in its dual attention field. It can both feel deeply within and sense acutely without. But the emotional charge behind that awareness can make it hypervigilant or overly reactive in one direction. Their evolution lies in learning when to turn the gaze inward to reclaim their power, and when to look outward to connect consciously, not compulsively. In mastering their attention, Ashlesha transforms from a quiet observer into a truly empowered empath and strategist. Ashlesha Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some people grasp life through large, sweeping ideas, preferring broad insights and symbolic truths, while others digest reality in small, precise steps, breaking everything down into controllable pieces. Ashlesha Nakshatra, known for its intuitive intelligence, psychological depth, and emotionally coiled insight, typically leans toward little chunk processing, but not in a rigid or linear way. Instead, it dissects to understand, peeling back layers with care, not because it lacks vision, but because it doesn't trust surface-level conclusions. Whether they prefer macro or micro styles of comprehension depends on planetary placements, particularly in the first, fifth, and ninth houses. If Mercury is in the first house in Ashlesha, the native leans strongly toward little chunk processing. Their mind is alert, analytical, and finely tuned to nuances others miss. They don't absorb ideas at face value. They take them apart, questioning word choice, tone, and motive. For them, meaning hides in the margins. If Mercury is in the ninth house, the processing begins to expand, still detail-focused, but now with philosophical or cross-cultural applications, allowing them to blend micro-level precision with broader truths. If Moon is in the fifth house, the emotional learning process still prefers smaller, digestible chunks, but it's often layered with emotional resonance. They internalize knowledge through memory, repetition, and emotional patterning, often needing to feel safe and in control of the information before integrating it. If Moon is in the ninth house, they might drift more toward broad, symbolic understanding, absorbing themes, archetypes, or spiritual ideas, but they'll still cycle back emotionally to process it in steps. If Jupiter is in the first house, there's a tendency toward big chunk processing. They may absorb entire systems of thought or belief all at once, often intuitively grasping overarching patterns without needing all the details up front. However, in Ashlesha, even Jupiter's breadth is tinged with caution. They'll test the belief internally before fully trusting it. If Jupiter is in the ninth house, this expands into deep philosophical insight, giving the native a powerful grasp of symbolic and spiritual knowledge, often internalized in sweeping thematic ways. If Ketu is in the fifth house, the mind doesn't follow a traditional learning structure. These natives may absorb knowledge in non-linear, instinctive waves, sensing truths others learn through study. While they may not follow a detailed process outwardly, their inner cognition moves through symbolism, mysticism, or subconscious integration, bypassing structured chunking altogether. If Ketu is in the first house, their understanding becomes abstract, even fragmented at times. They know, but may not know how they know. Ashlesha's style of understanding is often small chunk by default, especially when it comes to trust, emotion, or meaning. But under the right planetary influence, it can expand into big picture mastery, provided it's had time to test and emotionally absorb what it sees. This nakshatra doesn't want just to know. It wants to understand, and that requires layer by layer insight, examined and transformed through intuition, emotion, and truth.